Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. The end of the year is coming, and as busy women and mothers, usually we weave into the new year feeling tired, exhausted, with hopes about what's to come, but no real fuel for our fire. But it doesn't have to be that way. And that's why on December 10th, I am hosting a free year-end reflection ritual for you, my love. You can find the ritual at uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. In this 1 hour live circle, we will be creating space to reflect on all that you have done this year, all that you have become, and really tune in so you can finish your year with more energy, more clarity, and most importantly, more fulfillment. We will go through ritual around releasing what's not going to serve you in 2022 so that you can weave into the new year with vibrance and power. So I invite you to join me. You can sign up at uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. Again, that's uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. I invite you to join me there on December 10th. Hello, my love. Welcome back. Today, we are going to be talking about radical self-care. Radical. Can you even imagine? What comes to mind when you hear that? Radical self-care. Now, self-care is a term that's thrown around a lot these days. And I actually really hate it. I think it really genericizes and downplays what self-care really means. So today we're going to talk about what radical self-care is and how you can start incorporating this into your life to keep your energy high, especially as a mom. Now, as moms, as leaders, as women with ambition and big dreams, smart women, powerful women, aspiring a powerful women. My gosh, we have a lot going on all the time. And our children, they take a lot from us, a lot. And we love them, but they're kind of like little energy parasites. And yes, they fill us up to some degree when we get the snuggles and the laughter and the fun experiences. But a lot of the time, we're really fighting that fatigue. So I want to introduce you to this concept of radicalizing self-care and how you can incorporate that into your life and why it's important. So radical self-care is basically the idea that you can drop everything you're doing in the moment as soon as you get a ping from your intuition that you need something. Literally, instantaneous response. That might be you're cooking dinner and suddenly your body feels tired. You're working and brain fog begins to set in. You're in a meeting and suddenly you get this sense like, ugh, I need to move. I've been sitting a lot. How often do you get those nudges and ignore them? And if you're like most of us moms, it's a lot, like a lot. Because the dinner has to get on the table. The work has to get done. We scheduled the meetings. So, you know, how could we cancel them when we've gotten on everyone's calendars? But here's the thing, your life force is like a cup. And I have another episode on this called Filling Your Cup that you can go listen to learn about this more in depth. But the basic premise is that in Ayurveda, we look at life force as water in a cup. And the cup can be really, really full or it can be pretty close to empty. And one of the basic feminine practices, I think this is actually the first feminine wisdom practice that I ever did, and I learned it from my mentor, Christina Rilo, It's very simple. You just ask yourself, how full is my cup? Now, when you start to ask, you may not get much of an answer, or you might not know how to interpret it. You might see an image of the cup. You might get a number. Sometimes I get a number that's very precise. It'll be like, your cup is 58% full today. But the more you ask, the easier it is to hear the response. And when you don't know how full your cup is, you don't know whether you need to fill it. So guess what? When we're not aware that we're walking around with cups that are chronically empty, we don't do the things we need to fill it. However, there's another principle here at work. And that is when your cup drops below 50% in Ayurveda, that is when chronic health issues set in. It becomes harder to repair than it is to top off the cup. And that's where radical self-care comes in. Because when our cup dips below that critical threshold, that's typically when our body begins to talk to us. That's when we get the nudges that, oh, I think I need to sit down even though I'm in the middle of cooking dinner and, you know, the meat is going to overcook if I don't flip it on the stove. When we are able to tune into what our body tells us right away, we can stop our cup from dipping below a critical threshold. Now, not all the time. As I'm sitting here recording this, I am outside after a weekend of my little guy being sick and sleeping with me and needing all the cuddles. And while it was wonderful and juicy and sweet, it was also very tiring. So I actually cleared my entire calendar today to just rest, to be more spacious, to allow myself to be in a place of waning energy. And I made this decision literally as I was sitting down to work. I was opening up my calendar and looking at what I had structured for the day, looking at the meeting that I had, and I got the ping. I got the ping that was like, Rachel, you got to go lie down. You got to get in bed. You got to rest. So radical self-care, and this is a skill that we practice, okay? I am not saying that this is easy, but the skill is being able to hear the message around what we need and then immediately act on it. Because the faster we fill our cup, the easier it is to keep it full. And there's a very scientific reason for this, and it has to do with the nervous system. Essentially, we have two parts of our nervous system. There's the part that handles rest and digestion and restoration, and that's called the parasympathetic, related to your vagus nerve. And then there's the part that is connected to fight or flight. The stress, the cortisol, that's the part of the nervous system we activate when we need to push through on finishing a project. Or our kids are late for school and so we're driving a little bit faster than normal. Or we just got a call from the doctor's office and we think it might be bad news. These all activate our stress response and they send the hormones that we don't really want through our body, you know, the cortisol, the epinephrine, the adrenaline. And yes, these were all necessary when we were running from a tiger 1,000 years ago. But in day-to-day life, our sympathetic nervous system tends to get overactivated. And when that happens, that's where women and mothers tend to get into this state of adrenal fatigue. And you've probably heard that buzzword. My understanding is that scientifically, there is really no such thing as adrenal fatigue. It's a much more complex system of things that happen in the body. But when our sympathetic nervous system gets activated, it can be hard to turn it off. You know, think about being in the car and swerving to avoid getting into a car accident. Okay, well, the moment you're safe, you don't suddenly feel better. Your heart is racing, you're breathing faster, and it takes time for that to settle down in the nervous system. And then you get home and your kids are cranky and they're crying and you're trying to get dinner on the table and something burns and they won't go to bed and you're exhausted. And so by the time your head finally hits the pillow at 11 p.m., well, you can't fall asleep because your nervous system is all hyped up. So this is where our connection to our body wisdom and to our intuition becomes really, really important. Because as hard as it is for us to interrupt those stress cycles and those neural pathways that like to get activated, it is so important. It's so important, ladies. I cannot even begin to tell you because the longer we let that sympathetic loop run for, the harder it is to turn it off. And I am speaking from experience here. So to be honest, I am one of the worst culprits of this, and it really bites me in the behind because I have an extremely sensitive nervous system, like to the point where I feel essential oils very strongly. I react extremely strongly to even tiny doses of medication. My body just is sensitive to it. But my brain loves to do. So I'll go through a whole day from task to task, and oh my gosh, I can get so much done when I'm in the flow. So much done. You know, it's why I was always a top performer in corporate. But there's a huge price to pay for it. And if I don't listen to myself, I'll do this on days where I clean the house too. I'll just take on like 5 different organizing projects. And to be honest, that adrenaline, it feels good. You know, you're going from thing to thing and feeling like kind of a badass, and it feels awesome. But then when I finally sit down, oh my gosh, I am wired and tired. Not just tired, but wired. And that is why radical self-care can be really transformative, because it actually requires us to be listening. So when we are pushing, we are actively not listening to what our body says. We can't. We have to compartmentalize. We have to tune it out. And in survival situations, this is a really important skill that we humans have. It's really important. It's also super helpful when we're coming up against a deadline in work. However, when we start to tune out our body wisdom and what our inner voice is telling us about what we need and our life force level, we miss the signals that it's time to repair, that it's time to slow down. And that's a problem, because we end up draining our cup, and it's why so many mothers only come to me at the point where they're so burnt out, they're so depleted, they're so overwhelmed with running their businesses that they finally consent to receive help. You know, as modern women, it often takes that much for us to agree to receive, because we've been fed these messages that if you're not productive, you're not worthy, if you're not making money, you don't have value. We get these messages from a very early age, and as mothers, we feel like we should constantly be perfect. Our kids need to have the perfect lunches, and we need to be top performers at work, and we need to look good, and there's just so much pressure. So much, in fact, that we spend most of our time listening to the external messages and the external cues rather than the internal ones. And that's a problem, my love. It's a big problem, because it's why we tend to burn the midnight oil. That's why we push too hard, and it's why we end up not feeling the way that we want to feel. And that's not what I want for you. So let's talk about radical self-care and what that might actually look like for you. Because it doesn't have to be complex. It can be really, really simple. And it doesn't have to derail your entire day. You know, I decided to take the first half of my day off today, but that's not always what's needed. So simple ways to do radical self-care. If you find you're feeling stressed, you can go outside. You can sit. You can put your butt in the dirt for 5 minutes or 1 minute, and you can just connect down and ground yourself. You can do a minute of meditation. Even a minute has been shown to rewire the brain and calm the brain. Sometimes I like to take dance breaks in between tasks. I'll put on a song for 3 minutes, Shake It Off is always a great choice, and I just dance around. And I sometimes do that when I feel like I'm stiff or I just need to move some energy through my body. I like having just a 5-minute yoga flow that I can do. I have one that I do just about every morning. It's actually 10 minutes, and I have another one that I do before bed, but have a simple flow that you can do when you feel like you need to move something through your body or calm your system. Essential oils are great. You can turn off the stove for a minute and sniff a lavender essential oil, or I have a calm blend that I love to use. So it doesn't have to be difficult. The tactics don't have to be difficult. The difficult part comes in our relationship to receiving. Okay, and this is where it gets tricky, because as modern women and leaders and mothers, well, it's really easy to fall into this talk track that we should always be doing. Our family needs us, therefore we should always serve them. Our clients need us, so we should respond right away. I need to make money, so I need to do X, Y, and Z. All these things are important. You know, I'm not saying don't care for your children or your clients or your community, but you also need to receive. Otherwise, at some point, that cup runs dry. So you can do this in big ways or you can do it in small ways. But the foundation is starting to reprogram the mind so that we allow ourselves to receive, so that we can begin to release some of the guilt that we constantly feel about not doing enough, about not being perfect enough, and allowing ourselves to get a little bit. And the first step for this is just tuning into what it is you actually need to receive. Now, when you start to develop a relationship with your body and the wisdom that you have inside, that you've had inside for a long, 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 long time, and I'm talking like ancestral wisdom, because if you didn't know this, fun fact, when you were in your mother's womb, you actually had all of your eggs in your ovaries at that time. They are created in our mother's womb. So you were actually created as an egg when you were in your grandmother's womb, inside your mother. And so on and so forth. So when you think about the generational and ancestral wisdom that is passed down, this happens in a very physical, epigenetic way. And energetically, it can go back even farther, maybe thousands of years. So you have all this wisdom that is inside of you. And you can go with the energy perspective, or you can go with the science. I mean, the science is there for when your eggs are created. Like literally what your grandmother ate impacted your formation as an egg. So when you start to realize that your body has all the answers that you actually need, or your intuition or your inner voice, whatever you want to call it, you can start to cultivate a relationship with that. And once you have that relationship, I mean, it's like exercise or any friendship, you know, on your first date, your first coffee date, you're not in love, but you start to get to know each other. So the more you cultivate that relationship, the more you will actually hear when you need something in the moment. You'll start to discern what it is that you need, so that you can ask for it and then receive it. So yes, much of this comes back to our relationship with receiving, but that's not where it starts. It actually starts with the relationship with ourselves, with our body, with our inner wisdom. And there are lots of ways to cultivate this: meditation, journaling, other methods of inquiry, but the important thing is to start building that relationship. And that is why, whether I am working with a client on personal growth or business growth, we always, 100% of the time, start with inquiry. Always, always. I am a firm believer that you know everything that you need, and I am a guide. I can guide you to discover what it is that you need, but you have it within. Because I'm not you, I can't dictate what you need. I can give you tools and practices until the cows come home, but guess what? The same tools and practices don't work for everyone. You need to learn how to litmus test what works for you. And this is true in motherhood, in careers. There is no one way to do anything. There is only your one way. Okay? So that's why beginning to cultivate a relationship with our body wisdom, with our energetic wisdom, with our intuition is so important, because it gives us the foundational skill set to decide what we need, whether it's a major life decision or whether it is the radical self-care in the moment. In the moment. So to know what you need in the moment, you have to have that level of awareness. You have to be able to hear those signals in the moment so that you can act upon them. And that is where this becomes incredibly powerful. So I don't expect that you're going to be able to go out and do this today. So don't judge yourself if you can't. This is a no guilt space, my love. Okay, so whatever you hear on this podcast or on my Instagram or wherever, It is okay if you cannot go execute that immediately. Don't expect that of yourself. It's like yoga. It's a practice. And even for those of us that have been practicing for a long time, guess what? We still struggle. This is absolutely a practice. But you can 100% start tuning in to your body, to your wisdom, and you can start asking. And when you ask, you can begin to feel, okay, well, when my life force cup is low, when I ask how full my cup is in the morning, well, I feel that in my chest. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my gut. You'll start to notice those cues, and guess what? They're probably the same cues that are going to show up for you when you get pinged about needing radical self-care. So you can begin this process of getting connected to your body, of building that relationship. And the more you show up for her, for your body, for your intuition, the more she'll talk to you. It's just like a friend. If you call, she's going to answer. But if you never call, you're not going to hear what's going on. That's just the way it is. It's a practice for even those of us who have been on this journey for a while. And I know I'll be practicing until the day that I die. You know, we're never a master. We're always just, or a mistress, I should say. We're always initiates on this path of inquiry with ourselves. So, to recap, radical self-care is the ability to hear what your body needs in the moment and to act upon it immediately. To allow yourself to receive what it is that you need immediately. Because the faster you do it, the easier it is to preserve your energy level, to keep your cup full. And as moms, this is important because we don't have an abundance of time to laze around and just receive, though, yes, we need to create spaciousness for that as well on a regular cadence. But during the day, we can make these little micro shifts, whether it's sitting on the ground for a minute, smelling an essential oil, doing a quick yoga posture or downward dog, whatever it is for you. Those can boost your cup just enough to make a difference, to get you over that critical threshold so that you can do what you're called to do in this life at your highest capacity, whether that is showing up for your family or for your sacred work. And maybe they're one and the same. So, my love, I hope that you feel inspired to begin asking what it is that you need to receive, because this is probably the first practice I teach to anyone that I work with. Anyone. So if you feel pinged on a deep level, go ahead and follow me on Instagram at uncorporette. I have mini trainings and stories that go out daily, and you can vote on what you'd like to hear me talk about. And you can always email me if you have a question or a topic you'd like covered on the podcast. You can send me a note. You can drop me a DM on Instagram or email me at rachel@uncorporette.com. And if you are an entrepreneur or someone who is thinking about maybe pursuing work that feels more intentional to you, fulfilling to you, more flexibility and balance, I know that that's where my entrepreneurial journey began, I will be reopening my Divine Feminine CEO program in the spring. And you can hop on over to my website. There's a wait list. It's uncorporette.com/Divine Feminine CEO. And I will only be taking 13 women for this circle. It's going to be a very intimate experience, and it will open up in the spring, but I will begin to interview people as early as, I don't know, maybe even December. We'll see. December, January. And for those that decide, if you're like, Rachel, I know that I need this wisdom. I know that I need to design a business that is going to fulfill my soul, maybe pivot my business so that it feels more joyful and sustainable, and you feel like you might like to know more, send me an email or get on the waitlist, because I will be offering some special gifts to those who sign up before January or in January. I will be taking these women through a whole visioning process to really plant the seeds for what they desire to manifest in their business. And I won't be doing this with everyone. It's going to be a small group that will come through that as well. But I am so passionate about building the right circle of women for this experience so that it can be intimate and co-creative and a really beautiful circle and sisterhood. So I encourage you to check that out if you feel pinged on any level. And if you're like, Rachel, I really want this wisdom and I'd like to integrate it into my life, but I'm really not interested in starting a business or I'm not ready to do that yet, I am taking a couple of one-on-one clients, one, maybe two. So you can always email me at rachel@uncorporette.com, and I really encourage you to do so because my time is limited. I shouldn't say that my time is limited. My capacity, I respect my capacity. So I am highly curating the women that I work with this year so that I can help the right people. And if you're like, oh, Rachel, I don't know if I'm the right person. If that's coming to mind, you probably are. so just email me and we will talk and find out if we're a good fit. And I also have a little survey on my website. It's the Work with Rachel survey, and you can click on it from the link at the top of my site. And that's a nice way for you to just explore a little bit about what your needs are and how I might be able to support you as you walk your own path. So my love, please go out there and indulge in some radical self-care because you deserve it. You are worthy of receiving and you are worthy of hearing your body's cues. You are so wise. You have so much wisdom within you. And I would love to guide you to access that because you are a wise woman. So I am sending you all the love, wise woman. Go take care of yourself. Bye for now. The end of the year is coming, and as busy women and mothers, usually we weave into the new year feeling tired, exhausted, with hopes about what's to come, but no real fuel for our fire. But it doesn't have to be that way. And that's why on December 10th, I am hosting a free year-end reflection ritual for you, my love. You can find the ritual at uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. In this 1 hour live circle, we will be creating space to reflect on all that you have done this year, all that you have become, and really tune in so you can finish your year with more energy, more clarity, and most importantly, more fulfillment. We will go through ritual around releasing what's not going to serve you in 2022 so that you can weave into the new year with vibrance and power. So I invite you to join me. You can sign up at uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. Again, that's uncorporette.com/reflection-ritual. I invite you to join me there on December 10th. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette, or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love, so thanks for being here.